السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
Daddy, how do you say the evening?
The evening? Yeah. المساء. المساء. You notice that it's a moon lamp. المساء.
Does anybody have the homework? Are we going to be looking over the homework?
No, they can just collect the homework. And that's it. We have covered it enough. Okay. So now we're going to go back to the nouns, the grammar of nouns and verbs. Let's start with a noun sentence. A noun sentence. Okay? And make and check the grammar of the noun sentence. So we have noun, sentence, grammar. Okay, a sentence spelled right with C?
No, it's S-E-N-T-E-N-C.
And you spelled grammar wrong.
C. And grammar one M or two?
There's two, but
actually, we only have three people who actually did their homework.
G-R, huh? A,
M,
M,
A, R.
Good. Okay. So nouns, huh?
Sentence, S, E, S, E, T, E, N.
Yes, yes, T, sen. Oh, I'm sorry, C. Sentence grammar. Okay. So we said we have two parts, subject and predicate. So what's the name of the subject?
And then the books. Yeah.
The subject comes first and the predicate comes second. Go ahead.
Okay.
So that one comes first and then this one comes second. You got it? So what comes first?
Subject.
What comes second? Predicate. Good? Okay. And both of them are four. The default case. Remember, I teach you the default case. Because there are cases that changes these rules. But the default case, this is marfu'. And this is marfu'. And these are the default cases. Default. Default case or the norm? Default case. You understand what default case means? You understand what default case means? Huh? Arhab? Do you understand what default case means? It means what? This is the norm. This is the norm. But there are exceptions. Like if you do inna or kana or whatever, there will be an exception. But we are just studying the default case. All right? So can you give me, who can give me, and then we'll put marks on the board to see who's doing the best. So can you give me an example of a noun sentence? Oh, by the way, forgot to tell you. That this is called, in Arabic, this is called khabar. Actually, this is khabar. And this is mubtada. Mubtada and khabar. Khabar, and then mubtada. Okay. Now, who can give me a example of who can give me an example of a noun sentence? You know, remember, noun sentence, you can describe someone, but something with noun sentences. No, we want simple one that has two words only. We want two words, just the simple case. So give me the news. Hada Ahmed. Example. Or to make it even better, we say, what's your name?
Ahmed.
Okay, Ahmed, you get a point. So, can you give me an example of something else? Like, tell me the news. Like, for example, describe a girl that she stole. The girl stole. So, what do you say? Al-bint tawila. Al-bint tawila. So, basically, you're giving me the news about, or you're giving me information. Khabar means like information or news. You give me the information about the girl. So you say, Al-bint tawila. So Al-bint tu طويلة. البنت طويلة. Okay. Then let's go for a second here. The bent, is it singular, noun, double, or plural?
Singular.
Okay. Right? We know after that, we know we need hands up so that we can put points.
Where is Zainab?
If you talk without raising your hand, you don't get a point. Okay? If you answer the question. All right. So, al-bint tawila. You notice this is marfu'. This is what's marfu'. So, what is the haraka for marfu'?
Yusuf Khalid isn't here today?
Nope.
What? Marfu'. Go ahead. It's a what?
Dhamma.
Inshallah. Name?
Hania.
Here's 1 point.
Oh, this time we have a really pen and more Play-Doh.
Yeah. So, basically...
We have one of those necklaces from last time, but now they only have Play-Doh.
So now, it is marfu' bil-dhamma. And this one is marfu' bil-dhamma also. Now, why it's marfu' bil-dhamma? Because it's singular noun. Because it is singular noun. Now, now, you know, bint tawila means the girl is tall. So, because it is
Hamza here today?
Singular.
Thank God.
Noun. Because it is singular noun. Singular noun. Okay? Because it is singular noun. So, Now let's convert this word to double. Who can convert this word to double? Yes. Let me put... what's the double of al-bint?
Al-bintan,
remember? Okay.
Al-bintan.
So what is it?
My name? Oh.
Yusuf. Yusuf gets a point. So al-bintan. So what is the double al-bintan? The double is always a standard. By adding either alif, noon, or ya, noon. Okay? So al-bintan, yes. So here, al-bintan. Al-bintan. How about tawila? Tawilatun. How do you convert tawilatun into double? Hania? Tawilatan. Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. Al-bintan. Tawilatan. So, al-bintan. Tawilatan. Now, this is marfu'. This is also marfu'. And this is marfu'. So, what is the sign of... What is the sign of marfu' here? Marfu', what is the form of marfu' here? Like marfu' bil-dhamma, is that true? Huh? Hania? Fatha. Next time. Wrong. Huh? No.
Huh?
No. No.
Wait. Oh, that means fatha.
No. Huh? No.
It's tanween.
No. There's no tanween
here.
El bintan tawilatan. What is the? This is marfu' bil-dhamma. So the sign of marfu' here is dhamma. So what is the sign of marfu' here? Huh? I'll give you a hint. So we can say al-bintayn al-bintayn tawilatayn al-bintayn tawilatayn. We can say al-bintayn tawilatayn, right? What's the difference between bintan tawilatayn and al-bintayn tawilatayn? Oh. Huh?
Bintan is with a fatha, bintayn is with a sukun.
No. Huh?
There's a long, like, for the ya, it's like long, but the...
Exactly.
Fatha, but that one is...
Exactly. So what's your name? Ahmed, you got the second point. So now, okay. So this is marfu' bil alif. And this is marfu' bil alif. So this is marfu' bil alif. This is the alif. And this is marfu' bil alif. So if I give you both sentences, I give you al-bintan tawilatan, and I give you al-bintayn tawilatayn, which one of them is correct?
Al-bintayn tawilatayn.
Huh?
Al-bintayn tawilatayn.
Wrong.
Al-bintayn
tawilatayn. Yes, it's the opposite. So al-bintayn tawilatayn, this is mansub. Yeah. So, the ya here will make it al-bintayni tawilatayni. Al-bintayni tawilatayni. So this is called, this form is either mansub or majroor. Mansub or majroor bilya. Got it? So, you put marks here. Mansub or majroor bilya. Mansub or majroor bilya. Mansub or majroor bilya. You got it? Aw means or, right? So what is aw?
Or.
Or, that's right. So mansub aw majroor bil ya. So which one is correct? This one. Why? Because it's marfu', right? Because al-mubtada marfu'. Al-mubtada marfu'. And the khabar marfu'. Mubtada is marfu' and khabar is a marfu'. So let's check here. Mubtada is what? What are you doing? Okay, so mubtada is what? It's right here on the board. What is the sign of mubtada?
Mubtadi.
Huh?
Alif lam.
No. No, I'm talking about. Yes, this is al alif. That's right. Al alif. Okay, one more point. So now we'll go for any one of the having 2 points.
Well.
All right. So if I give you, I say choose which one is correct. Al bintan tawilatan or al bintain tawilatan. You say this is correct. And this is wrong. Because the mubtada is marfu', khabar is marfu'. Is that marfu' with the ya? Marfu' has to be with the alif, with the madda or the alif. Okay. So now let's do the plural. Plural. Remember that this example in particular, all it's regular plurals. It's a regular plural. Is it regular male plural or regular female plural?
Regular
female. Female, yes, because it's advent. Right. Okay, because you talk about it in your hand, no points. So, okay. Now let's do the plural form. Standard female plural. Standard means like the rule applies. It's regular. Regular female plural. Huh? Bint. Bintan. What's the plural? Huh?
Bintan.
No.
Banat.
Good job. Yusuf, right?
Yeah.
So, if we want to do it plural, we say al-banat. How about tawilat? Huh? Same rule. Like al-banat. Same rule that we use with the banat. Tawilat. That's right. Hania? Yes. Tawilat. Al-banat. Tawilat. No, that's plural. That's plural.
So three.
Europe sad.
Huh?
Europe sad.
What?
Europe sad for
Italy. Oh, thank you. البنات تو طويلاتن. Yes, طويلاتن. البنات طويلاتن. Yes, البنات طويلات. Or البنات طويلاتن. You got it? So that is standard plural. What is the form that's wrong? Because this one, what is this one? مرفوع with what? What is the sign of مرفوع here? Huh, Hania? مرفوع بالضم. That's right. How about طويلات? مرفوع بالضم. Yes, مرفوع بالضم. I'm not going to give you more other than 1 point. And this is مرفوع. I want to make sure that nobody is left behind. So focus with me here. Okay. مبتدأ is subject. خبر is predicate. مبتدأ is subject. خبر is predicate. So مبتدأ is subject. خبر is predicate. All right? You can make it in a song like that. And then you say المبتدأ مرفوع والخبر مرفوع. So بالمبتدأ what? مرفوع. الخبر مرفوع. المبتدأ مرفوع. الخبر مرفوع. Okay, that's the default case. Default case is مرفوع. Right? And then that is the singular noun means مفرد. Singular noun is مفرد. So singular noun is مفرد. So count, when we say count, by count, we have مفرد and we have مثنى. And we have جمع. So we have مفرد, مثنى, and جمع. So مفرد is 1, مثنى is 2, جمع is 3 plus. You got it? مفرد, huh? Yeah. So مفرد is singular, مثنى is double, جمع is plural. Singular, double, plural, singular, double, plural. Singular is مفرد, double is مثنى, plural is جمع. ما شاء الله. Hania is really a big star. Okay. So now, she's doing really well. She's on the top of everything. High five. Now the المفرد. المفرد. المفرد مرفوع بالضمة. مفرد. المفرد مرفوع بالضمة. You recall the where's mine? Ofri, will you recall this poster?
I have a new pen for you guys. Even though it's still really cool.
Why is it? Because most of the people who do well are girls?
Excuse me. Oh my God. Plus, it's much easier to get pregnant.
there's only cards.
Boys are game boys.
That's the...
If you guys want toy cards, sure. I'll send you to the office instead of the bracelet. It's very manly bracelets. They're very neon.
Yeah, you know how it's makruh? You know, boys, it's makruh for means like almost haram.
Like, you, if it's, if you do it, you don't get bad deeds, but if you don't do it, you get good deeds.
To wear bracelets.
The haram also.
For guys, they can't wear gold, but they can wear
gold. The haram is.
No, you can't wear gold.
The haram is if a boy dresses himself like a girl, or if a girl dresses herself like a boy, like Mulan, for example.
She is a pretty awesome woman, but...
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You remember this?
Yeah. From the very beginning of the year, that took me like an entire night finish. Whoa! Like,
do you remember this? This is okay. You're supposed to have printed this one, and you're supposed to have it with your notes.
I printed it with the font.
Yeah. Okay. You can print it on 11 by 17. Cheat. You know 11 by 17? Is that big?
Really?
Yeah, it's like double.
How you get that
11 by 17. So, here, the noun is divided by count. So we say, mufrad, muthanna, jam. Singular, mufrad, double, muthanna, plural, jam. Got it? Do you see that? Do you see that very well? Can you alert me when it's time?
Ten oh five.
What?
It's 9:54.
Yeah.
You got that? So it is singular mufrad, double muthanna, plural jam. Mufrad, muthanna, jam, by count. Okay? An example of the mufrad is what? Walad, bent. Walad, bent. Boy, girl.
Can I say double?
Huh? Yeah, go ahead, say double. For bent and for walad. Yes, that's right. Bintan, waladan. Bintan, waladan. Bintan, waladan.
Yeah. Do we have it?
What are you raising your hands for?
Can I say
four? No, not yet.
Now,
three. Go ahead. You want to say
something?
Yeah. So, right. So, what would be the sign of marfu' here? The sign of marfu' for singular is what? No. This is just one word. This is why it has sukun at the end. Huh? No, that's singular here. What is the sign of singular? What is singular is mubtada, is marfu', khabar is marfu'. Okay? So what is the sign of marfu' here? You guys, did I lose you somewhere?
Yeah. We think all went to sleep, but they're like sleepwalking into Sunday school.
Huh? Al-Mubtada marfu'. What is the sign of marfu'? For singular. We said that this and it's not here. Huh?
Wait. If a person who has not participated yet participates now, they will get 2 points.
That's it.
Anybody?
Okay. What is the sign of matfu' for singular nouns?
For singular nouns?
Uh-huh.
Dhamma.
Good job.
Okay, he's participating.
Yes.
Peter.
So Yusuf, right? Okay. 4 points. So now Hania can be selected.
Okay. Wait, where's the...
So singular marfu' bil dhamma. It's right here. It's written here. Singular marfu' bil dhamma. Okay?
If you like.
Yeah, it's right here. Okay. Singular marfu' bil dhamma. Right? They already copied that from the beginning. Okay? So muthanna. Muthanna marfu' with what? What's the sign of marfu' in muthanna? Al-Alif, Takbir, what's your name? Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman gets a point.
2 points. Oh, yeah.
Abdurrahman gets a point. All right.
2 points.
Now.
Oh, yeah, he has 2 points.
Let's go back to the singular. The singular is mansub. What is the mark of mansub in the singular? What is the mark of mansub? Does the, yeah. Go ahead. There. Huh?
Oh, wow.
No. Does the mansub is yeah. Takbir. Good job.
Mezen, can you like,
I
yeah.
said that.
That, or you could like sit up here with the rest of the guys. Because you're making girls.
Yeah,
okay.
Come here. What do you know? Say?
So, basically, mufrad, marfu', bidhamma, mansub, بالفتحة مجرور بالكسرة so
teacher, they're going to sit the backbiting.
Please sit on the chair.
They're backbiting.
Can you sit on the chair?
They're backbiting.
Eat my dead flesh. Come here.
Okay, so the mufrad, the singular, marfu' bil dhamma, mansub bil fatha, majroor bil mansub bil marfu' bil dhamma, mansub bil fatha, majroor bil kasra. Okay. The muthanna is marfu' bil. So muthanna marfu' bil. مثنى مرفوع بال مرفوع بال it's too late go ahead بالالف that's right مرفوع بالالف and منصوب منصوب with what منصوب with
yeah
Right.
I got 2 points in your
face. I said now. It's only one person.
Your handwriting.
I said Eller.
It's for Mazin.
Okay.
I got 2 points.
Yusuf?
2 points there, astaghfirullah. I got 2 points. Two.
Yusuf? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I get two. What you talking about, girl?
Okay.
I get two.
Hold on.
Right now, Hania is in the lead. Yusuf is close following. And it looks like Ahmed and Abdurrahman is going to be tied.
I'm
tied also.
Oh my God,
zero. Only one.
No,
it was
only
for one person.
Mansub,
yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Two.
Mansub,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
You saw the lawyer, remember?
Well, you didn't raise your hand.
Yes, I did.
How about Majroor? Majroor what? Majroor? Huh? What? What?
Tanween?
No. Tanween has nothing to do in this game.
Huh? Yeah.
But yeah, that's right. You know, he got it from here. Majroor.
Now Ahmed is going to be third place with his amazing bracelets.
Billy, yeah. Got it?
I'm going to have to catch up.
Nouns can be marfu' mansub majroor. Got it? Then, Majid, sit down. Now, jam. We have jam, it depends on the gender. Jam depends on the gender. Male or female?
Female.
And depends on regular or irregular.
Like it says here. So
yeah.
Plural, regular male.
Regular male, regular female, and irregular. So that's the jam. Right? That's the jam. All right? So, sorry. This is the jam. Now, we are talking about, let's talk now about regular female plural. What do I do to get a regular female plural?
Hello.
No, jam. We want to move from mufrad to jam.
Oh,
huh? Sorry. Yeah, this one. Huh? So, the mufrad is ben.
Mezen, be quiet.
The jam
sit
is
down and be quiet.
Benet.
Sit down. Sit down.
Alif ta. You put alif ta. Okay, so when you put alif ta, so this is singular plus alif ta. Singular plus alif ta. Singular plus alif ta.
And then the male is?
That's the standard. Okay. Now, what's the time now?
Oh, it's 10:05.
10:05. Okay. So now the homework are going to be
is going
I
to
will
be
give you, for example, a double word, and I ask you to convert it into single and plural with tashkeel. Okay.
I know.
I also will put a dictionary for you on the side so that you know what we're talking about. So you can use it.
Have you taken pictures of this?
Yes. You don't have to take pictures of this. But
okay.
I have it. I'll check it and just post it.
Use it.